rest of the story. Blanche and Ed Rudolph already had four children. One more, Ed said, and the family would have to look for a larger house. June 23, 1940 came, and that one more, a baby girl. They named her Wilma. Shortly thereafter, the retired railroad porter and his brood moved to Clarksville, Tennessee. There they rented a red frame cottage on Kellogg Street. Little Wilma was four when the tragedy struck. Her parents knew she was sick, but they had no idea with what or how badly. A local doctor diagnosed the compound illness, double pneumonia and scarlet fever. Given the proper medication and a nice long rest, he said the child would be fine. But as the days and the weeks passed, it became evident that little Wilma would not be fine. In fact, long after the fever had passed, the little girl still could not move her left leg. Wilma's frantic parents took her to specialists at Meharry Medical College, Nashville, 45 miles away. The prognosis was not good. This happens sometimes, the Rudolphs were told. The doctors gave it a long, strange-sounding name. Blanche and Ed did not care what it was called. They wanted to know, would their daughter ever walk again? One of the specialists shrugged. He would make no promises. And yet, without daily therapeutic massage, the child would almost certainly remain crippled for the rest of her life. So the Rudolph family became determined. If daily massage was little Wilma's only hope, then they would make a concerted effort to provide her with that therapy. Now, Blanche was a professional housekeeper. She had only one day off a week, but she reserved that day to drive Wilma to Nashville for weekly heat and hydrotherapy at Meharry Clinic. It was a 90-mile round trip, by the way. And each evening for hours, Blanche would massage Wilma's left leg. Even after the little girl had fallen asleep, Mother would sit there continuing the massaging. Daddy and the other children were also taught the techniques of therapeutic massage. And before long, Wilma was receiving treatments four and five and six times a day. And then, one day, it was 4 years later, Wilma is now eight, and she's ready to relearn how to walk. She would need a specially reinforced high-top left shoe to do it. But at least she had been given a chance to walk again. Thanks to the devotion of her family, the little girl gradually regained the use of her left leg. And she did learn to walk. 3 years later, she was still wearing that clumsy orthopedic shoe, but she was walking. And for that privilege, she would gladly have worn the cumbersome device forever. Sports history recalls an uncommon black athlete, a record-smashing runner named Wilma Rudolph, who in 1960 became the first American woman to win three Olympic gold medals in track. Three of them. Upon her triumphant return to the United States, she, the world's fastest female, told reporters only this, that she was grateful to her family for having made it all possible. Everybody thought what a polite thing to say. But few of them knew what you now know. The rest of the story.